Okay. Your arm, please.
So Reuven goes to the bank, American bank, and he buys some debt from there. Yeah. Quite a lot of debt. Now, of course, of collecting the debt, he bumps into one of the debtors, one of the people who owe the money to the bank originally, now to him, is Shimon. He's Jewish. So now, so Reuven comes to Shimon to pay. Shimon not pay. What? Why? We'll talk about it in Beis Din. So they go to Beis Din, and Shimon says, firstly, you're Jewish, I'm Jewish. No way am I mechuyev to pay the interest. Rivers.
Which interest that accrued before he bought the debt?
The interest that accrued after the debt, so that's for sure not mechuyev. And respect to the keren, which is after the debt was bought, that's called keren. I also don't think I'm mechuyev.
So what?
So rega.
There's a here.
Let's rega. Jump into the old things. Yeah. So Reuven says, what are you talking about? Of course you're mechuyev. And I'll prove it in halacha. Based on what concept? Based on the gemara in Ksubas, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Pei Vav, Malachi 1:1. You owe me money. Why? Because Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa, Rav Nosson Omer. Rav Nosson says, "Benayin the nosa b'chaver money." How do you know if somebody Reuven owes Shimon money, b'chaver, and Shimon owes Levi money now? Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. How do I know Shemotzim is ever nosa? How do I know that Levi can skip Shimon and say, "Hey, I go straight to Reuven. Since Reuven owes you money, you owe me money. I'm going to forget about you, the middle guy. I'm going to go straight to Reuven to get my money," says Levi. How do I know you can do that? Whoever has the debt has the one who coughs up, the one who from the beginning. Let's skip the middle guy. So here also, you owe the bank money. The bank owes me money.
No, the bank doesn't owe you money.
But it owes me money. Because I paid them money for this debt, so
they don't owe you nothing. Yeah.
And therefore, we call it Shibud the Rab Nosson, that's the halakhic term, to forget about the bank. You owe me directly money. I must have said the bank never owed me money. You just bought debts. Well, halakha doesn't recognize buying debts. You can't buy debts because it's not called something that you can physically transfer. There's a whole halachic process how to do it.
Okay.
But definitely the bank owe him money.
What money does the bank owe him?
The bank money.
His own money.
Yeah.
Okay, his own money.
Why?
The money he paid for it, at the very least that.
Yeah.
The way it works is he didn't pay nothing for it. He pays them after he collects.
He's machayev himself. He's shibud with a star that's also called a debt. They receive something. Now, so you say, of course you owe me money. The rivers, okay, Jewish rivers, so fine. But the keren, you owe me. You owe the bank owes me, you owe me. That's my claim. So Shimon says, I don't think it's so poshut. I owe you money. Why? Because it's not a halacha. Then the shuttach spot brings down. He says, Taba akum akona amecha shemuta lahavriach venen. What's the reason, which we learned last week, which the Ramah even brought down as an opinion, that if there's a tax which a goy is trying to collect from you, you're allowed to avoid paying tax. Mishum, why is it not ein gezel? Why is it not gezel not to pay the tax? You know why it's not gezel? The haidu lekech men b'chazoka. When is it gezel from a goy? That's when you go to him and by force you take money out of him. As we learned from the pasuk, gezel by goy is a specific situation scenario that's limited to yigzel esachanis min amitzri, to take out the sword from his hand. It's a novi. He says, "Yeah, when is it gezel described as gezel? It's a gilim milsa, so we can learn out from novi, even sort of from pasuk. But it's a gilim milsa. When does the Torah say it's awesome to do gezel with a goy? What's gezel? The definition of gezel when it comes to goy, when you take from his actual hand money, that's gezel. Nothing else. and mafir many avosah, but it just refrained from paying a debt, which is called gezel by Jew, it's called gezel, but when it comes to goy, the gezel term is redefined, that refraining paying debts is not pulling out. But welcome to Lekol Chil Hashem, as long as there's no Chil Hashem, Sheyovid Adkim is there, the goy doesn't realize, mutter, it's mutter because it's not gezel. It's also do gezel. But gezel by goy has a different interpretation than
this
a Jew. A gezel from a goy is to take the Yadayim money from his. That's gezel, nothing else. Just refrain from paying is not gezel by goy. By my Jew is.
So he said,
Memela. He said, Shiva Tainas, what? Okay, Shiva Rav Nosson. Reuven knows Shiva, Shiva knows Levi, so now Reuven knows Levi. But that's by Jews. Who's the middle guy by us? It's called the bank, called the Goy. Goy? Me owing money to a Goy? No. It says over here, I don't have to pay. But don't pay the Goy, there's no middle guy, there's no one who connects us. You have to have a connector. We're not connected. So don't claim money for me.
Okay. And what if the bank is owned by Jews?
Jews is a different shot.
Huh?
There's a different shot. So the middle guys are Jews, aren't you? Yeah?
It's a corporation. I don't remember how
we corporation, we said it's not owned by Jews.
It's not
on the
so
yeah. In the least in Kutzarts.
Well,
at least in Kutzarts. Kutzarts, it takes on the ramifications of its majority shareholder, wherever he is. Now, so we've got this halacha, say, Shiva Rav Nosson. On the other hand, we've got this halacha that says, Goy, I don't need to pay. I was pointing out, but it's limited. When don't you have to pay a Goy? When there's no Chil Hashem? Does that have a ramification over here by us? What's going to be the din on us? So the Tumim, when he comes to Paschal Locha, seems to be pasking about our case, and he says the following words. Bahavod the Kaimalon Hafkasa Mutta. When it comes to a debt, we paskin, you're allowed to not pay by Goy. Vim Goy Tobel Adin, Potter Bebasdin Shah Yisrael. And if a Goy comes to Basin and claims from him in Basin, Basin will say, you're potter. In Cain, therefore, take if Keshagir Marshal Goy the Yad Israel. That means, as soon as you get money from a Goy, he lends you money, Harry Pocket Shibbish Goy, automatically, as soon as you get it, you're not obligated to him. Ki Afgas Tamacha, the Torah took it, the obligation away. You're not stealing. But my, you starbid Israel. So how can you say, if he's not mishtabid, if he's not obligated to the Goy as soon as he receives the money, then how can you say he's obligated to the Israel which the Goy is obligated to? There's no Goy in the middle that connects them. So Amela, he's potter, says the Tumim.
Wait a second.
So potter what says, when Reuven borrows money from a Goy, and then that Goy borrows money from a Jew, that Jew who lent the money to Goy can't go to Reuben who borrowed from the Goy, because there's no connector. Because when Reuben borrowed money from the Goy, he doesn't owe money to the Goy. I don't owe money to the Goy. You can only go to the guy which owes money to the Goy. I don't owe money to the Goy.
Okay, so he can't go against him, but he can go against the bank and to get his money. Right?
Yeah.
Depends. Doubtful.
Depends. Depends what will be the resultant effect when he goes to the Goy.
But wait a minute, this exception that we talked about, that Danny raised...
It's Chil Hashem. What happened to Chil Hashem?
Right.
What happened to Chil Hashem? He said, in the Tashvat, very good question. Is Danny brought up before?
Yes, he asked
it. That? Hello, there was a restriction. When can you say it's Butter? It's when there's no Chil Hashem? So how can the Tzumen say, even if the Goy claims and said, pay me, based him. Based him will say, you're off the hook.
Which means he knew about it. It's
that's a chilashen.
No, based him would never say he's off the hook, because that would be a chilashen.
He said, what's the Tzumen say? What's the Tzumen say? He said, there was a limitation. Chilashen.
So he's saying that it's not really Nidin Shibud that he has to pay him, it's Nidin Chol Hashem. So there's no Shibud. But even though there's no Shibud, he would still have to pay the bank, and this fellow bought whatever rights the bank has. So he
will the base. Will the base then paska that he has to pay?
Yes. Lamaisa, yes.
Yes.
Will they force him to pay?
Yes.
Yes.
We agree. This is not working out. We can't agree.
Why would they be forcing him to pay? Because he owes the money? Because
no.
Of Chil Hashem?
Because he owes the money, but he has no Shibud. He owes the money. That's not a question.
I'm going to ask him a simple question. Tumin says, does he owe the money?
Yes.
No, Tumin doesn't say anything.
What does the Tumin say?
No Shibud.
No Shibud. Okay. No Shibud. No Shibud.
No
Shibud. Means you have no right, no nothing, ownership by me, anything. No Shibud means you have no rights to claim anything from my Nechosim, because there's nothing there to claim, because there's no thing that can create the claim. And there's no chiyuv.
And therefore, no Rabbi Nathan,
will the base will base say that you don't have to pay?
No.
They will say you will still have to pay. Why? Because?
Because of Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem.
Okay. So not because Shibud. Now, if you have to pay because of Chilul Hashem, will base then force you to pay?
Yes.
Have they got a power to force you to pay?
To not commit a Chilul Hashem, of course.
Have we got a power to look, we're saying the bailiff's in. It doesn't matter. You stand by the door and scream, no, we're just going to walk in, take out your money and give it to him. Do we have that power?
No.
To prevent the Chilul Hashem, I think they can.
No, because it's
nothing to do with Dinei
Mamonah.
Not with Nimi Shura Fadim.
Or at least it's not... a Dine Mamanos case.
Yeah. They don't have that power.
Best in his
what will they do
the Dine Mamanos?
What would they do? They have no power to go into the house and take his money and give it to the goy.
But
what would they do instead? What do they have instead? You're doing Chil Hashem. What would they do instead?
Cherem.
No. Okay.
Because Shiluchatsu.
No, we don't say that by everything. Cherem. What else? We maybe even put him in prison.
No, they can't do that.
We may put him in prison, maybe. Prison or Cherem. Yeah, we publish him in the public. Make sure the goyim realize that this is the guy who's not with us to prevent the Chilul Hashem. Yeah, but to actually take the money, no. So that when the Tumin says, he's very accurate. He said, basically can't take the money because the money's not owed, and if it's not owed to the goy, it's definitely not owed to the Jew, which the goy owes. Can't take the money. But when they say no, okay, it's mutter. They would say mutter. They say it's also. They say it's Chilul Hashem. They put him in chayrim, and maybe they put him in prison, but they can't take the money out.
Which is interesting, because they only have to do it indirectly, but they can't do directly. But Rav Nosson's thing is to avoid is yes. The exact opposite.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of Tumin said. This Rav Shimon Rav Nosson does not apply here because there's no owe. We borrow by goy, you do not owe to the goy. It's not called stealing by God. By Jews, it's called stealing.
A regular monetary. Debt to the Jew. Basin could take the money out?
Yes.
So why don't we say that this, it really, when you combine the Chol Hashem with the fact that there was a monetary, real debt, be it one became forced for, but combine it with the Chol Hashem, maybe in this case you could say.
Why can you combine it? It's apples and oranges, no, makes
but
cheesecake.
Both apply to this case.
What?
Both apply to this case.
How does it apply, babe?
Let's
start again. You borrow money from a goy. Do you owe money to a goy? Once you borrowed it, do you owe money to God?
Yes, you do, but you can walk away from it.
What did the Tumen say?
What about Pia
by taking
mitzvah?
Money?
You can't just walk
there's
away.
No mitzvah to pay to a goy.
There's no mitzvah to pay to a goy?
No mitzvah.
Say that.
We don't say Pia Bachol.
What did the Tumen say? He said there's no shibud. What does no shibud mean? It means there's no debt. If there's debt, there's automatic shibud.
I'm agreeing. It's going to sound like someone argues the Tumen.
Okay. You're saying maybe. All we're clarifying is according to the Tumen, is by not paying a goy, you haven't stolen from him. Because you don't owe him. You've done a chila Hashem. What will Basin do? Basin will say, you're in chayrin, you're in prison. But we can't take your money away.
If that's the case, then the Tumim has a circular reasoning problem. Because if immediately upon getting the money, he doesn't owe it, that means he took it al das never to pay it back. Which
the
is
the neighbor's dust.
No?
It's okay.
Taking something out, borrowing something even from a guy. Al das never to pay
maybe
back.
Maybe he intended to pay back.
Why would he intend to pay back?
Maybe he intended to pay back at the time. He just died at the time. He's not mukhoi, but he took it. It's a change. You don't know what he's thinking. That's a different passion, what he's thinking. That's Shibun and Kako. That's Shibun and Kako. So Shibun and Guf is always the rest. Shibun and Guf is always the rest. Shibun and Kako is. Shibun and Nachosim is discussing with the rest of us. So, therefore, in our scenario, Reuven bought debt from the bank, and one of the debtors who owed money to the bank happened to be Jew, and now Reuven comes to the Jew and said, you owe me money, not ribbons, because I can't take ribbons, but the care, and he says, the Jew, no, because I don't even money owe to the goy, because when I borrow money from the bank, who's a goy, I don't owe him money. So if I don't owe him the money, you can't come, because you're only coming from, because of the bank, you're no better than the bank. Bank, I don't owe money, so you're not very bad. That's what he's saying.
So if the bank doesn't come and make a claim, but he's making
a claim. Even if the bank makes a claim, says the Tumim, you still don't owe it. It's Chil Hashem.
No, but it's
Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem.
But if the bank doesn't
Chil Hashem doesn't help to create momentous, and therefore can't make a connection. You need a connection.
I'm asking somebody else. Which means that in this case, the bank didn't show up. And how could it be a Chil Hashem if the bank doesn't show up? It's between two yidden. Practically speaking,
okay.
The bank doesn't know.
So
here, the Besdin might very well say, go, butter, go through the bank. Go get your money
okay.
back from the bank.
Right.
But they're not going to enforce it with a carrot.
Correct.
Not in this
At this
case.
Stage, at this stage, and when he goes to the bank, and then the bank
why?
Will chase him, and then you'll have a Chil Hashem at that stage.
You understand
there's
why?
One other problem.
Yes,
there.
Yes, you're right. But then he goes to the bank, and then the bank chases him, and then there will be a Chil Hashem.
Yes. There's one other problem here. When I borrow money from a bank, in the note that I sign with the bank, I agree to allow them to assign any right they have in the note to anybody else, which means I'm a shabbat myself when I sign the note. When I borrow the money, pay anybody that they sell the debt to.
That's a double shibud at the moment.
So Dina the Machlus Dina doesn't do anything with double
shibud? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Big discussion. Okay. So let's go further in the shadi. We haven't finished the shadi. There's a shulchan aruch that speaks it out this halacha clearly, but there's an interesting sma on top of it. Says number three.
Sma.
Yisrael. Shahoya Chayv lo v'chofim. Yisrael owed money to Goy, the mace, and the Goy died. Im'ein owed v'chofim yotim azeh. If no other Goy knows about this debt, ein Chayv lifra l'roshav, he's not obligated to pay his Yoshim. Why?
Finish?
Because if he knows, then it's going to be
Chil Hashem
in the end. He said, right, he's just writing it's halacha. That's all he said.
Okay.
No Chiddush. No Chiddush, because you know where it's coming from, but he writes it down as halacha.
Okay.
Comes the Sma and says something very interesting. Im Yoshi Hagoy, Osha Goyim Yodin Zeh.
Where is?
In the number three. Still number three, just the Sma. Im Yoshi Hagoy, if the relatives of the Goy, who died? Osha Goyim, even if it's not relatives, just the other Goyim, happen to know Zeh Koy Ba'oven, then it's an Avera not to pay. Because Chil Hashem. Veneer Atam, the reason. Now, what do you mean the reason? Obviously, the reason is it's an Avera. What's the Avera? So why do you need to say Nir Hatam? You speak it out. Like it's something a Chiddush. Obviously he's about to say a Chiddush. Nir Hatam, the reason is, Kivan da Goy Yosh is obvious, since a Goy does inherit, halachically a Goy inherits his father, Hu Bechlal Gazela. It is Gezel.
come to Yosha.
Vegezo hagoy also, you got still. Velo ke isus, and I'm not like levus. So, because of the Yodza, that if the goy knows, Sarach Lassi, you have to give up Mishum Chila Hashem, because of Kiddush Hashem and Chila Hashem. Not like Levush says, if the goy knows, then it's a Chila and Kiddush Hashem. No, if a goy knows, it's Gezel. Now, what does he mean?
What does it matter?
I don't understand. We said, if the goy doesn't know, don't have to pay. No Chila Hashem, don't have to pay. Goy knows. You said he has to pay because of the Chil Hashem. So what does he mean? If the goy knows, goes, it's not Chil Hashem, it is Chil Hashem, but it's not because of that you have to pay. If the goy knows, it's Gezel. Make up your mind. If it's Gezel, what's it got to do with knowing and not knowing? It's always Gezel. And if it's not Gezel, then if he knows, the reason is because of Chil Hashem, right? The Bush says. So what does the Sma mean? Only if he knows it's Gezel. What does he mean? Only if he knows it's Gezel.
One suggests maybe it's doctor by Yorsha. I mean, if it was the original guy that he lent to, then he would agree it's a Chol Hashem question if he knows, doesn't know. But because here the money is changing.
Not Gezel by the original?
Right. The original guy would be Chol
Hashem.
It would be a regular case of Chol Hashem versus Mutter. In this case, though, because there's Yorsha involved, it's like the money is changing hands. And it's like as if the guy is giving it to Mechadosh. So the non-Jew is giving
the Yorish can't have more than the Moorish. And if the Moorish, it's not Gezel, so how can you say suddenly it's Gezel to the Yorish?
You can't take it from the Moorish Milachatkhila as Gezel. I mean, you can't steal it from the Moorish. Even from the original guy, you can't take it from the Adam.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Plan not to give it back.
Correct, I never took it from the Adam.
Because here there's a new transference, maybe that that's...
Transference of money or just transference of debt?
Transference of debt, but still...
Transference of debt is nothing.
But still, maybe as good as it is, that we sort of start the clock again.
No, you're stepping it up.
And now we say,
okay,
this is Gezel.
This is your first week, I'll let you off.
That's why I take a finish.
You don't get a step up on the next level. So why is it Gezel?
Why is it Gezel? No.
Oh, because before you go to Beis Din, it's Taker Debt. And when he dies, while it's a debt, it goes down to them as a debt.
What do you mean before he goes to Beis Din? What happens before he goes to Beis Din?
Okay, so let's analyze that. According to the team, right away there's no shibu. And there's no debt. But according to somebody else later on,
what's the guy doing now?
The mathematics don't work over here. I hear what the Sma said. He's saying if it's Chil Hashem, it's not just Chil Hashem, it's actually Gezel.
Right.
But I don't understand why, when he doesn't know, is it not Gezel? That I don't understand at the moment.
You say either it's Gezel or it's not Gezel.
Yeah, that's why my question about. But he says a Chiddush, okay?
Nah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he knows. The Yoresh
doesn't belong to him until he makes a claim. He has to make a claim.
No, that can't be. That can't be because it's automatic.
The goy lent you money, and you're saying I don't owe the goy. So what suddenly called to come back? Only because afterwards we knew. Why? What's the difference?
He said the Yorish knows.
There's a big difference. Yeah? Let me speak out. He said, if you hold it's Gezel, and not just Chil Hashem, then in our case, when Reuven comes and says to Shimon, hey, you owe the bank, and the bank owes me, so you owe me. Shimon said, no, I don't, because he's a goy. Well, that's only true if, what? If there's no Chil Hashem. But as soon as there's Chil Hashem, i.e. they know about it, the bank, yes? Then do you owe the bank in the eyes of the Sma? If the bank know about it.
Yes.
There's Chil Hashem. What does the Sma say? It's not only Chil Hashem, it's actually Gezel from the bank. If it's Gezel bank, it means you owe the bank. If you owe the bank and the bank owes me, then you have to pay me. But if it's only Chilul Hashem,
then you don't.
Then you don't.
Okay. So
it's a big enough gemida.
Yes.
The Tumim is saying it's only Chilul Hashem. And therefore Reuven can't get his money from Shimon. Because there's no physical debt here. It's Chilul Hashem you have to deal with. You can't make a claim at all. No money is owed. But according to Svara, if there's Chilul Hashem, then money is owed to the Goy, then it's also owed to Reuven, and Reuven can actually force money out of Shimon's hands through Beis Din to get the money, which is due to the Goy. It can go to him. Big enough given. Now we have to explain the Svara. Before that, let's see what the halacha is. Number four. Is it like the smile is like the tumim?
The smile is arguing with the tumim?
Yeah, because the smile is saying it's not just Chilul Hashem, you owe money, it's gezel. Tumim says nothing. So the Shulchan Aruch in number four, the ksos brings this right. Osa ligzo is osa the still. Ola ashur. Osa do ashur. I've been a kosher. Even if it's a kosher, Bein Israel, whether it's from a Jew or a goy. Now, what's Oshuk?
You're holding what you owe.
There's Gezel.
No, Oshuk is
Jew. And what's Oshuk?
What's Oshuk? Holding what you owe.
He's saying Gezel to goy's Oshuk and Oshuk to goy's Oshuk. What's Oshuk?
Oshuk, I think, is trickery.
No, it's all withholding money you owe someone else.
Is that what you admit that I owe you, but I'm not paying you?
Yeah.
So Oshuk says the Shulchan Aruch and Zivkes, Eiz Oshuk, what's Oshuk? Zeshabom Momon Chaber the Toch Yodze Baroksan Abalim. Money came to you with the permission of the owner. Money came with you. Yeah, look at him, he gave him permission. Vekivan Shotovu, and now he claims it from you. Kovishom Momon, Bachazotze, you're refraining from giving him the money which he lent to you against his will. You don't give it back. For example, he lent you, or you owe him money for work, labor performed. And you claim money. You owe me money because I lent you money. You owe me money because I did work for you. And he's refused to pay. That's called osher. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is it not only it's a gezel with a goy, it's his debt to not pay a debt, is also awesome.
Even if he doesn't know
it's
about
awesome.
Right.
He doesn't say anything about knowing about it.
It's awesome.
Even when because it's gezel. If it's gezel, which is what Ashok is,
so,
he does there,
what
he
must
have to
we
know.
Say? But on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you borrow money from a goy, it's mutter not to pay if he doesn't know about it.
That's
about Shulchan Aruch. Both are Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch
one says. Stira.
So what's the answer to the stira? One Shulchan Aruch says, you borrow money from Goy. He dies, he doesn't know about it, don't need to pay. It's mutter, you don't owe money. Another one says, you owe money to Goy, you don't pay it. You owe it, not only is the gezel, it's an oshuk, which is a type of gezel.
Which means you have a
gezel. So it is. So what do you mean? It's mutter. Abbot's mutter is also. So how do you answer this? What do you say, Baruch? Must be, you have to say, when is it Osher? In the second one, that's when the Goy knows about it.
He doesn't say that.
Don't say that, you have to say. He also doesn't say it. Memela, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Tumim that says, even if he knows about it, all it is Chilul Hashem? Or do we paskin like the Smar that says, once he knows about it, it's Gezel? Which one do we pass in like? Like the Smar. We see from this, says the Ksos, we pass in like the Smar Mahalach, that once you know about it, the Shulchan Aruch calls it Oshuk, it's not just Chilul Hashem, it's actually Gezel, and therefore, if he knows it's not just Chilul Hashem, it's actually called now stealing once he knows.
Where's the Shulchan Aruch?
Now, we haven't explained why. If he doesn't know, it's okay, and why, yes, he does. We haven't explained the logic, but we at least said the halacha is coming out once he knows it's Chilul Hashem. Then it's not just Chilul Hashem, it's actually guessing. It's actually guessing. Vemela, in our case, when Reuven claims from Shimon in Beis Din, said, you owe the bank, and the bank owes me. And Shimon said, no, I don't, because he's a goy. And therefore, I don't owe you. The answer is, Does he owe or not?
If he knows,
does the bank know about it?
Of course he knows about it.
Of course he knows about
it.
So therefore, what is it?
Why he sold it in the first place.
So what is it? Gezel. So of course he has to pay. Of course he has to pay. Not the ribbons, but he has to pay. Of course he has to pay.
Where does the Shulchan Aruch say that you don't have to pay back his right?
It says in the first one, the Ramah. The Ramah.
That's the Ramah. This is Machabi.
And the Ramah doesn't argue over here. There's no mention of Ramah. When the Ramah doesn't argue, it's also the Ramah.
Rega, I have a question. A halakhic question of you. How is an accountant, would you, if you had to do an audit, and you have this case, and the goy doesn't know, do you record it as a debt or not? It's an audited statement.
It's gezel if I don't. I'm stealing from the goy if I don't tell him what's going on. The question is, can I accept the engagement to begin with? But if I don't tell him, I'm getting money paid to do something I'm not doing.
Yeah. He has to record it, even if he doesn't know it, he's saying, as a professional. Otherwise he gets in trouble.
No, I'm a god one. I'm taking money from the goy that I don't
deserve. Doing his job. Not doing his job. Nah. So we still, okay, we know the halacha, but fine, we don't know the reason behind it, the logic behind it, don't know it's okay, suddenly you know it's gezel, and we're going to try to mabara that, at least that tonight, we'll get the reasoning, and also the end of this second case. Let's do our second case, before we get back to the text. Maisa Shahilites, in Eretz Yisrael, and America. No, not me. Jews like investing in the Borsa. You know what the Borsa is?
Stock market.
Okay. So a lot of collection of Jews from all different parts of the world, America and Israel, invested in the stock market portfolio which the Agoy was running. Goy was running this, invested by this Goy. And he invested it.
Unusual, by the way.
Yeah? He invested in Nadlan, which is property, in South America. Okay? And the deal was, here's money, I'll give you interest back. Goy, you can do that. And the money's going to be in South America, don't worry. Good deal.
Wait, oh, so they loaned him money?
They're guaranteeing him a return?
Yes, guaranteeing return. They lent money with a guaranteed return.
Oh, it's a lend.
Yeah, it's a lend. And the money was put into the South American stock market. South American Nadlan.
Well, in other words, the guy wasn't an investor. He just lent the money.
Yeah. But that's what it's used for. Now, after a few good years, suddenly he went bankrupt and
he moved to South America.
He moved to a different place.
South America.
That's not easy to trace. So they went through all his papers and they found out that a Jew actually owes this guy quite a considerable amount of money.
The Jew owes him money.
Jew owes the guy money and the guy owes all these guys money. So they said, forget about the guy, let's take this Jew to Basel and get the money from him. So, of course, what's the discussion over there? Now, is there Chila Hashem over here or no Chila Hashem over here? Is there Chila
Hashem?
Who's the Chila Hashem Noget?
Oh, that's the big question. Not just the Goyim. Also to Jews.
No, it says here that you have to be a Goy that knows about it.
Now.
If there is a bunch of
the
Jews,
Tumim? The Samar said has to be Goyim to know about it.
The Smart, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tumim, all say, the Tashbats all say, Chil Hashem changes the din, but only if it's Chil Hashem to the guy who you lent the money to. Meaning that the Chil Hashem is, hey, you owe me money, why don't you give me it back? That's the Chil Hashem.
He doesn't care anymore.
He doesn't care, he's happy.
If he ain't keeping what he gets.
He's got enough of his own money to what he's saying. You can keep that. Okay, you can imagine what he's saying. So there's no Chil Hashem in this case. So if there's no Chil Hashem, then we should go back to the Kula Alma in this case, what should be the din? and all the kvutz of Yidden now claiming from Reuven, hey, you owe the goy. What's the Reuven going to answer? And the Kula Alma say, and Potter, the Kula Alma, there's no Chid Hashem. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone brings it down. No one argues, even the smart doesn't make a difference. No Chid Hashem.
It's a different problem. When he skipped town, he was Niyayish on the death. He has no intention of ever collecting this.
Miyayish doesn't necessarily help in debts. Now, there is a Shulchan Aruch which is interesting to look at in number 5. Another Shulchan Aruch, Ayin Beis, which adds a factor now to this discussion we're saying. Mashkuna shall overcome Biyad Reuven. Reuven lent money to a goy and took a guarantee in his hands. Let's say a gold watch. Fifkita Reuven Biyad Shimon, and said Reuven took that gold watch, which is collateral for his debt from the goy, and he said to Shimon, hey, look after it for me. The goy died. Says the Shulchan, Yesh listapek, I've got a sofik. Im zocher Shimon, v'mas shemashkim yosef malchov. Who's Shimon? The one I've got a suffix. Maybe the one looking after the gold watch actually now can take ownership of the gold watch for anything over and above the debt. Let's say the debts are worth $1,000 and the gold watch is $5,000. Shimon can say, I own the watch in respect to $4,000 of it. Yes, the suffix, says the Shulchan. Says the Tumim, what's the suffix? What's the suffix over there? Why are you the suffix? What's your two sides of the coin? Does Shimon get the rights to keep the 4,000 over and above the debt or not? What's your suffix? Hasofiku. Kiven dabka tavasa muta. Since it's muta not to pay a get to goy, I feel a bakodan. Das haba poskud de mutter, not only a debt, but even an item which the goy deposited to you. You don't need to give it back if he doesn't know about it. Vizet, take it kishehilva alof. So therefore means, as soon as the Jew took the gold watch, the first Jew took the gold watch as collateral, nasa hefka, that gold watch came hefka, as soon as he took it as collateral. Vizokha ba Yisrael hamalva, and therefore the first Jew already took ownership of the whole watch, not only the $1,000 he owns, but the whole watch, all 5,000, the time Havgazavah, even before he gave it to the second Jew to look after.
And, no
and therefore the second Jew has to give the whole watch back. That's one side of the coin. One side of the coin is that it was a hefka already from day one in the hands of the first Jew, and it belongs to him totally. And what's the second side of the coin?
Yes, there has to be Kona.
What's the second side of the coin?
That's the second side, yes.
What's the second side of the coin?
If Reuven is never Das to be Kona, it's not his.
Okay. Chotzer Sha'adam is Kona lo Shalom Adatim. He doesn't need Das. So then, well, Eric's the same point, saying that at the time when he took it, did the goy know?
Yes.
Okay. So therefore, could it be hefka at the time he knew it?
No.
So therefore, how can the Tumim be saying that it is hefka?
It changes when the guy dies.
Because there's no shibud again. Not a shibud. Yes, give back. Right. You're a day and I'll
see. Okay.
That's right. It's not a shibud. Yeah. It's only Chilul Hashem. He's dead and that takes care of the Chilul Hashem.
Okay. So this is the Tum and the Shittoso, that alone is always Hefka, whether he knows or doesn't. The only thing in knowing is Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, now he doesn't know Chil Hashem. But it always was mine, and therefore the second Jew can't take it. It's mine from the beginning, day one, even when he knew it was mine. It's only Chil Hashem at that stage, then the Chil Hashem disappears when he died. That's the Tum and Shittoso. Okay, so now the smart can't learn like that. So if the smart can't learn that, what? How is he going to learn?
It's Hefka.
It's not Hefka. If he knows about it, according to the Smart. What coins the Smart? If he knows about it, day one, is it Hefka? It's Gedol. So it's not, doesn't it? It only became
After his Nifter.
After his Nifter.
When Shimon had
okay. It. So it belongs to Shimon. But we're still trying to find out what's the logic behind it. So let's read the Nesivos. He actually goes with the Sman and starts to tell us the logic behind it. Fizanir. The cause, man sheshol lo gilidat sheshagos lo nasir shelo, number base, five base. Cause, man, the Yisrael, lo gilidat sheshagos lo, no nasir shelo. If the first Jew doesn't want to steal it, it's not his. And even if he does want to steal it, lo nikra sho, doesn't become ever his. Commercial cost of Morgan of Rome, the gezel goy mutter lo nikra sho. Even if you hold it's mutter to steal from a goy, it's never yours. You can't shake a lulav which you stole from a goy. Even if you hold it's mutter, you can't shake it on yontif because it's never yours. Okay, so now he's given us a clue. He's given us a clue. We had a problem with the Sma. If you don't know, it's mutter. If you know, it's gezel. We want to know, how does that suddenly become gezel? We've got now a clue from the Nesivos. He says the words that even if he wants to take it, it's never his. And even if it's mutter, it's never his. What does he mean?
So Chol Hashem is teaching us you don't have to pay it then. But if you keep it for yourself, then it's already saved. So Chol Hashem keeps it as sort of a hefker state. Keeps it in a state.
Hefker?
Well, not hefker. It's not mine, and I'm not giving it to him. I don't have to give it to him, but I can't take it myself either.
But
once
if
I take it myself, then it's Zewa.
That's if it's... I ask the question, what happens if you don't know? If you say you don't know, it is his. Suddenly he knows... It becomes Gezel. What's the difference? That was the whole question. What's the difference between knowing and not knowing? That was the question. Either it's yours always, or it's never yours. How can it be? No, it's yours when he doesn't know, but if he knows, then it's not yours. What's knowing got to do with it? That was our question. So, any clues we got for the Nesivos? We have to re-translate the word hafkas havaso is mutter. What does it mean, hafkas havaso mutter?
He's saying there was no das to take it.
He says even if you have das to take it, it's not yours. He says not only if you don't have das, but even if you have das, it's never yours.
So it's not, it wasn't hefker, it always belonged to the goy.
Now it's exeva.
And it's Zimzay.
Ah, very good. Finally, we got it out of you, all of you. Let's speak out from Reb Chaim exactly what Reb Menachem had told us. A big Chiddush, Reb Menachem is Mechadishit to Reb Chaim. And this is where we'll finish tonight. Says Reb Chaim, and this takes us back to the texts. Let's go slowly. Aleph Beis. See what he says. Says in the Gemara in the Dorim. The Dorim Lemosim. You can make a neder which is a lie to a tax collector. Fomim Lemshen Chumah and say it's Chumah, even though it's not, to stop them taking it. Apishena Chumah, even though it's not Chumah. Why? Because Mikrei Zeh, what's the reason? Nidre Otsin. It's a neder which is an onus I'm forced to do. Why are you being forced? Nidros is mutter. But why is this called force? What's force? The tax collector is on the door. Says, give me that. Make a neder, it's trauma. It's a lie. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to lie if you're forced to make the lie. Why are you forced to make the lie? No, explain to me.
Because he'll take it otherwise.
And so what if he takes it?
He's still
agreeing.
He's stealing from you.
It's a debt.
To take it, it's stealing.
Yeah,
and to stop him stealing, I can make a neder which is not true. That's called oats. Apart from Halo Dinamachusadin, why is he stealing? Dinamachusadin to pay tax. The Hiksharan, Abagad Dinamachusadin, Lavirak Chov, Vahabkas, Habas, and Muteris. So what if it's Dinamachusadin? So what if it's Dinamachusadin? But it's only a debt. And a debt is also you don't need to pay. Even if dinner machus dinner, correct. Okay, but it's still a debt. What's the din? Because it says you have to pay the tax. What do you mean? I owe money to Goy. What's the din? Owe money to Goy, do you have to pay? Or is it just Chil Hashem? What's the din?
Depends on who you hold.
Let's say the pastors, without knowing. Yeah? What's the din? It's just, if he doesn't know, to Goy. Does he know? Good. Yeah? It's just Chil Hashem. So the Rana said, look, even if it's in Machuz Din, you have to pay. But I still don't need to pay, because it's only a debt. Simon Chazidus says, it's a debt. It's not stealing. Okay, it's a debt. Do you have to pay a debt to Goy? No, you don't have to pay a debt to Goy. So if it's not debt,
it's not
if you don't, have to pay debts for the Goy, and the Goy takes it, what's the Goy doing?
He's a gazer.
No, so therefore, can I make a neder to stop
him?
He's
not a gazer. Yes,
so therefore, what does the Gemara mean? How can you make a neder? Dinner machus a dinner. It's no longer onus. What do you mean it's no longer onus? It's still onus. He's still stealing. Because I still don't owe it. Because a debt you never owe. It's always Nidre onusim. It's always been onus. Because it's always stealing this goy. Because a goy can't take money from me even if I owe it. Because it's stealing.
It's not stealing.
That's Rav Chaim's question. Rav Chaim's question. If you hold... you don't need to pay a debt. Only because of Chil Hashem. That means if he takes it, it's stealing.
No.
If it's stealing, I can make a neder to stop it.
We've already agreed.
If you hold it, somehow you don't have to pay the debt. It doesn't make it stealing.
Because he's entitled.
It's not his. It's not his. What does it mean not pay the... It's not... What do you mean? That means...
No, shibud. That's the difference between shibud and owing.
So,
if he takes it, it's his.
No,
it's
not
his money.
If there's no debt, half-caste of us mutter means that the money by me is mine, and therefore he can't take it.
The money by you is always yours, because it's halvah. Well, I'm sorry,
but
the fact, that doesn't mean I don't owe him money.
I don't
anymore. I do owe him. Okay. I don't have to, can't afford it, but I don't owe it. I do owe it.
Oh, so now Rav Chaim speaks out what Nachum said and what was Remez in the Nesivos and what Eric's saying now. So look at face. If you say half-kar-tavar-buta means it's like an aveda of a goy. Aveda goy you pick up, it's yours totally. A goy comes and takes it back and says, that's mine.
He's a gazer.
I give it to Nasu Shah, but onus, then of course, you're allowed to make the neder. Even if it's in the Makhusin, you're allowed to make it. And I gave to Lo Habishlo. And a kachach to Lo Habishlo. Even if you hold half kos, havaso is mutter, it doesn't mean it's yours. Mutter means you're not over it's a gezel. But who actually owns it is still the goy. Beish kanadai chov. That's what the Gemara means. Dinam achus dinam means there's a chov. You do owe money to the goy, and if the goy takes it, it's not stealing. So if goy takes it, not stealing, you're not allowed to make neder, because a neder is only to stop the goy stealing. He's not stealing. But you don't have to pay. It's not issa gezel, but the avada belongs to the goy. Issa, let's summarize today. This is where we finish with a summary. We're concluding halachically. Like Rav Chaim, the Nesivos, the Sma, the Ksos brings the Raya from Shulchan Aruch, that the status of Havkas, Havos, and Mutter means, even in the case where he doesn't know, it doesn't mean it's yours. Even if he doesn't know, it still belongs to the Goy. Even if he doesn't know, it still belongs to the Goy. It's just as though it's a Gezel if he doesn't know. But if he does know, then it's not only Chila Hashem, then it's his, like now we can say, like Tzuri says, it's not only it's his, it's just there's no Issa Gezel, but once he knows, not only there's Chil Hashem, it's his, and it's now stealing. Because he knows about it. And now if you don't give it back, you're over Issa Gezel. Up to now, it's his, the goys, without Issa Gezel. Once he knows, it's now the goys with Issa Gezel. That's what it says. But it always belongs to the coin.
Well, what's the Issa Gezel?
How's that practical?
It always.
What's the Issa Gezel, though?
The Issa Gezel. The Issa Gezel.
It's the Chil Hashem. There's no Issa Gezel.
No, the Chil Hashem says that this has to go back. So therefore, it's now not only you have it, up to now it's been heter to be by you, even though it's by the coin.
Right.
Now Chil Hashem says there's no heter to be by you. How can you have it by you? It's Chil Hashem. So if there's no heter by you, you have to give it back. So therefore, halachically, in the two cases, we says, if the goy, the bank, lent money, owes money to a Jew, and the Jew owes money to the bank, can the Jew go to the Jew and basically say, hey, you owe money to the bank, and the bank owes me, so you need to pay? What's the answer? Yes, because in Vada you owe money to the bank. There's never a stage where you don't owe money. Even if he doesn't know about it, you owe money. And therefore, even in the second case, where the goy doesn't care and he's not Chila Hashem, but that you still owe money to that goy in South America, and therefore since that America, that goy in South America, you owe money to, because even if it's Mutter, you still owe it to him, and he owes money. Even if he doesn't know about it, you still owe it to him. Even if he doesn't know it, even if there's no Chila Hashem, it's still his. And he owes money to a Jew, then now Jew can go because of Shiva not. So both cases, the Jew can go and take out the Karen from the other Jew. In both scenarios we had tonight. Yeah. Okay?
Now how can it be, what is the practicalities of somebody who's got possession of something and it belongs to somebody else? Can he give a matana? Can he sell it? What happens?
He can't marry a woman with, because you have to have all the halachas that require you to own something to be able to work, which is marriage, which is matzah, which is lulav, all those type of things, and then you won't be able to use
it. And if it's cash, you're spending it.
That means
you don't owe the guy.
You owe as a debt.
Now you're a debt.
The debt, but you owe. Every debt you owe, but it's not yours.
What happens when you go up to Shemayim? Does Hashem say?
If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's not, it's not.
This is very strange.
We'll continue. Because we're just finishing the shit now. So therefore, in both cases, the Jew can go to the Jew because the issue will not, because at no scenario Hefkel's Havasa means it belongs to you. All it means is either it belongs to a goy without an Issa Gezel or belongs to a goy with an Issa Gezel, depending whether there's a Chila Hashem, whether there's an Issa Gezel or not. But he definitely always belongs to the goy. That's the summary tonight. Next week we'll get back to, therefore, we're going to use this concept to go back to what do we paskin? It's a machlokas and Shulchan Aruch. Is it mutter to refrain from paying taxes? So, machlokas, what are we going to paskin in such a scenario? Lamaisa. Can you pay tax? Or are you mechuyev to pay tax or you're not mechuyev to pay tax?
Maisa is bring that.
It's a machlokas. We'll see next week how this helps us solve the question.
Okay. We said earlier the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the smut, but then we said.
Yeah.